friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, so today's story is called The Octonauts and the Great Christmas Rescue. And we know from previous stories that Mayomi those two people are the authors of these books. This particular telling, this book doesn't give any credit to authors. We just know that they originated the story, Mayomi. And so, let's read it. Oh, today's story is read by
Mommy and Cuckoo.
Cuckoo?
Bell.
Cuckoo Bell? Okay. You heard it here, folks. Here we go. The Octonauts sparkled with fairy lights. It was nearly Christmas.
Let's check our countdown clock, said Barnacles. We have to wait until the sea star at the top lights up.
Professor Inkling scooted over his hover chair. He had a special reason to be looking forward to Christmas this year. The Octonauts were coming home with him to celebrate. Dashie tapped a computer screen and a picture of Professor Inkling with his nephew, Squirt.
He looks just like you, remarked Barnacles.
Inkling pointed to a photograph of a giant rock.
This is where Squirt lives and I grew up, he explained. The sea mount.
It looks like a huge undersea mountain,
cooed Peso.
Shellington nodded. That's just what a sea mount is.
On the sea mount, there were crabs, fish, sea cucumbers, and a golden coral that was 500 years old.
500?
Gasped Quasi.
That's a lot of Christmases!
The professor's eyes twinkled.
We all gather around her and sing a special song with the Christmas tree worms.
They look just like little Christmas trees, cried Peso, gazing up at the screen.
Barnacles checked the Christmas countdown clock one more time. If the Octonauts were going to reach the seamount before the big day, they needed to get moving.
Dashie, he commanded, activate launch.
The octopod pulled in its pods and began to glide through the ocean. Down at the launch bay, Tweak was too busy to think about celebrating. She had a top-secret project to build.
I've got to finish this surprise in time for Christmas, she puffed. Hand me another hammer, Tunip.
Tweak's hammering and drilling echoed all the way up the octochute.
I wonder what she's making, said Peso. Don't know, matey, replied
Quasi.
She won't let anybody down there.
The captain chuckled. They'd just have to wait until Christmas to find out what Tweak was up to. The crew had lots to do before Christmas. Peso gave Captain Barnacles a lesson in present wrapping. Quasi helped trim the tree in the garden pod. When the bauble bounced into the octochute, Quasi slid down after it.
Got it,
he cried, landing in the launch bay.
What in the seven seas is that? He gasped.
A giant red machine bobbed in the water. Tweak's gift for the captain.
I call it the Gup X,
she grinned.
It's the toughest Gup I've ever built.
Oh, that is the best present ever,
whistled Quasi, promising not to spoil the surprise. The octopod's voyage was nearly over.
There's the seamount, Captain,
cried Dashy. Rattle! Boom! The vessel shuddered and suddenly shook. Dashy looked through the octoscope.
There's been some kind of rock slide,
she announced.
All those rocks must have fallen on top of the seamount to the bottom,
frowned the captain. Dashy spun around in her chair.
That means that the professor's friends and family are trapped underneath.
Oh no, cried Professor Inkling. Squirt! We'll find your nephew,
promised Barnacles.
Sound the octo alert. Octonauts, to the launch bay.
And do you want to make the octonaut alert sound?
Whoop,
whoop, whoop. That's what it sounds like. All right, here we go. The octonauts had to get the sea creatures out from under the rock pile and move them to a safe place. Professor Inkling requested permission to join the rescue. His friends and family needed him.
Agreed, said Barnacles. This mission is going to take all of us working together.
Tweak prepared Gups A, B, C, D, and E for launch. The subs
but
rushed.
Not X.
No, she didn't, because of course she's working on X still, right? Okay, let's see what happens. Do you know how she's what she's done here, though? Can we just point that out really quick? Gup A, B, C, D, and E. What order is that in?
A, B, C, D, E.
Mm-hmm. It's the alphabet. She has built these gups, which, by the way, friends, if you're not familiar with this, they are under this. The octopod, of course, is a big. It's kind of like an octopus shaped underwater station where these explorers live, and the gups are sort of like their ships. They're like, I don't know, maybe submarines, like tiny little submarines.
One looks like a. What fish is that?
The Gup A sort of looks like, I would say an angler fish because he's got this little thing hanging over his head here.
And Tweaks is a crab.
Yeah. Each one of them, and then Quasi's is like a shark. Each one of the ships looks like a different kind of fish. But that's what they are. They're like submarine type ships that the octonauts can use to get around under the water. Okay. And they're in alphabetical order, and that was the point. Okay, moving on. The subs rushed to the rock slide.
Oh my, sighed the professor. It's even bigger than we thought.
Captain Barnacles put a hand on his shoulder.
On my honor as an octonaut, he promised. We'll search by rock, rock, rock by rock until we find Squirt and get all of your friends. Let's do this.
The octonauts leapt into action. Peso set up a treatment table. It was time to use his super speedy bandaging skills. And do you know what sounds he makes when he bandages things? Tweak switched the Gup D to crab mode and began to lift away boulders. Slowly and surely, sea creatures started to escape through the gaps in the rocks. Professor Inkling and Barnacles worked side by side.
That rock has holes in it,
remarked the professor as the Christmas tree worms popped out.
Is it Christmas yet?
They chorused. Barnacles checked his countdown clock. The worms still had a little while to wait. Quasi zoomed around after in the rock slide in the Gup B, picking up hurt sea creatures. He found a crab with a sore claw and his urchin pal, but there was no sign of Inkling's nephew, Squirt.
Guys, over here!
Tweak had discovered a big round stone with a yellow tree hanging underneath it.
That's the golden coral.
Not to be confused with the golden corral, cried Professor Inkling.
Hello, old friend.
The poor creature smiled sadly.
It looks like I'll be spending Christmas upside down this year.
Captain Barnacles shook his head. The golden coral was in the Octonaut's hands now.
We'll get you out and the right way up in no time, he insisted. Dashi, we're going to need the Gup Sea.
The crew tied a towline around the base of the golden coral. Dashi got ready to winch the creature out of the rock slide.
On my signal, ordered Barnacles. One, two, three.
The Gup Sea rattled and cranked as it reeled in the towline. When the golden coral was free, Barnacles and Quasi carefully pushed her the right way up. The golden coral stretched out her branches, and three baby sea snails appeared.
Thanks for getting me out in one piece, she beamed. These snails rely on me for protection.
Now, only Squirt was missing.
Look,
said Peso, spying a trail of ink.
Where there's ink, there's an octopus, declared the golden coral.
Squirt must be trapped in there, shouted Professor Inkling. We octopuses squirt ink when we're scared.
Barnacles thought hard. None of the Gups would be strong enough to tunnel into the rock slide and save Squirt.
Captain, said Tweak, I think it's time to give you an early Christmas present.
Oh, here it comes. The brand new Gup X zoomed into view. It had awesome caterpillar tracks and a super hard shell. It was the toughest Gup ever. Captain Barnacles couldn't wait to get driving.
Thank you, he grinned. This is the perfect Christmas gift at the perfect time.
The Gup X powered through the rock slide in seconds. When the super sub hit a dead end, Quasi swam out to search the cave.
More ink,
he gasped, following a curling black trail. A jet of ink splashed right into Quasi's face. He had found Squirt.
Sorry,
whimpered the young octopus.
I'm a little scared.
Rocks and boulders began to crash down into the cave.
Shiver me whiskers,
yowled Quasi.
The tunnel's falling apart!
Barnacles opened the Gup's exit hatch so that Quasi and Squirt could crawl in.
Let's get out of here, he shouted.
Too late, a stack of heavy rocks piled up in front of the cave, trapping the Gup X inside. The Octonauts watched and waited. Oh, what's going to happen? You think they're going to get stuck and spend the rest of their lives living in the Gup X in a cave at the bottom of the ocean? No? Oh, I think you're probably right.
Crash! Boom! Bang! The Gup X crashed its way out, sending rocks tumbling in all directions.
The Octonauts cheered.
Uncle Inkling,
cried Squirt, rushing up to give the professor a hug.
The gang's all here now, announced the golden coral. Squirt was the last creature missing.
Now that everyone was safe, they needed a new home.
The best place would be at the top of the seamount, suggested Professor Inkling. But there are dangerous waters along the way.
Oops. Oh dear, do you think they're going to get stuck in dangerous waters? Probably not. Let's see what happens. Peso gulped. None of the usual gups could make such a steep climb.
I fitted special octo-suction tires to the Gup X, said Tweak. They should stick to the seamount no matter how fast the water's moving.
Everybody ready up there?
Asked Captain Barnacles a little later. The Gup X began to slowly trundle up the rock face. Peso sat tight in the back. It was his job to keep an eye on the very littlest sea creatures.
We've passed the rock slide, said Quasi.
Rough water began to swirl and bubble around the Gup X. It was time to operate the sub's octo-suction tires. Tweak had done a great job. The tires were working perfectly. The seamount got steeper and steeper.
Hold on, warned the captain. Let's give these octo-suction tires a real test.
The Gup X trundled up over an overhanging rock.
Whoa! Cried the octonauts as the sub turned upside down.
The Gup X tires clung onto the rock face like glue. The sub was almost at the top of the seamount.
This last climb is going to be tough, warned Barnacles. Everyone hold on tight.
The little sea snails nestled even deeper into the golden coral's branches.
We're ready, Captain.
Suddenly, disaster struck.
Octonauts, cried the golden coral. Sea snail overboard!
What does that mean?
A sea snail is off of the ship.
Very good. Very good understanding. It is. Overboard means you've fallen off the ship.
I'll help you,
shouted Quasi, pulling on his diving helmet. Quasi swam out and got the sea snail, but then the current got Quasi. The brave pirate cat couldn't paddle back to the Gup X. Barnacles released the sub's special rescue line just in the nick of time. Quasi reached out and grabbed it.
Now we've got Quasi and the sea snail, cheered Peso.
We're almost there, announced Captain Barnacles, but I don't think we'll make it in time for Christmas.
Tweak chuckled and then pointed to a special green button.
It activates slippery slime, she explained.
Quasi cheered. The Gup X could use the slime to slide down into the middle of the seamount. Slime sliding was just like sledding.
But on gooey goo.
Yeah, instead of on snow. That's brilliant.
Mm-mm. We made it, said Inkling as the Gup X slid to a stop.
Peso hugged the professor.
And we're all together.
Is it Christmas yet?
Trilled the little Christmas tree worms. Captain Barnacles pulled out his countdown clock. The happy star was twinkling at the top of the tree. The octonauts and their friends gathered around the golden coral.
It is now, declared the captain. Finally, officially Christmas.
And they, I'm sure, probably had a really great Christmas celebration. Maybe they sang some Christmas songs. And maybe they had some Christmas treats. And maybe they opened Christmas presents. I don't know. But that is the end of the story. And I think we should say the end. Yeah, the end. And that's the end.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!